My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I don't have any inside information on this. I'm just kind of trying to put pieces together and looking at this. And we've sat here and watched this organization change, this culture change. We've seen the type of guys that D'Amico Ryans and now Nick Caserio and now Hannah and Cal McNair, what they're looking for, what they like, right? We see how much they gush over the Will Anderson Juniors. We see how much they gush over the CJ Stroud. We see how much they gush over all of these players that are kind of built in that, what they call that swarm mentality, that mentality that they've developed. And for me, I think Laramie Tunsil's days are numbered. If you listen to them, we're running promos on here, how much they gush over of Joe Mixon and what he does and what he adds. He said, hey, tell all the young dudes, go follow Will Anderson. Go follow 51. We see how they feel about it. Fellas, I think they've probably had about a damn enough of the dealings of the what it is with Laramie Tunsil. And it is,
hello.
It is much easier to get out of his deal next year. Now, you might have to do some, but next, after this, it's much easier. And we all kind of thought, hey, they drafted Blake Fisher for Titus. Well, it could be either one of them, right? It could be either one of them at this point. And I think Titus is much more closer to what they're about. It's like one major player on this team that sticks out like a sore thumb that does not seem to fit what it is that they're about. And I think Laramie Tunsil's a really good player. I think he's a great pass protector. I think he's a good player. But his get down, like, you think he's going to practice this week? I bet five he ain't practicing tomorrow. He never returned in that game with that ankle. I think he rolled his ankle by himself a couple of weeks ago, and I think that's been giving him problems.
You know, did somebody sign again?
He didn't practice much. They have had issues. And to be honest, for what he makes, the drop-off ain't big enough for what Blake Fisher has been showing. And I think that's a big deal, Luke, of getting to see Blake Fisher in and say, hey, man, yeah, he's not as good as Laramie Tunsil right now. But damn, the drop-off for the money we're spending, for the headache it is, for the influence that he has that isn't really what it is that we're about. I think that the Texans may be done playing the Laramie Tunsil game.
I could see, you know, the whole question of being like, is the juice worth the squeeze, you know, financially? You could use that money elsewhere and put in Blake Fisher, who you got in the second round. You know, he's not some slouch. He can carry the torch moving forward. And for Tunsil, when you pay that much money to a guy, obviously the cliche is like the best, what is it? The availability is the best attribute, whatever the exact phrase is.
It's there. I know what you
best
mean.
Best ability is availability.
That's it. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, now when he's banged up, obviously we know about the penalties. That was such a big talking point in September. And then also, I mean, don't forget the whole change in the illegal formation, making sure these tackles are closer up on the line, not getting that head start. And look, Pro Football Focus has him graded out as this is his worst season in 4 years. You know, you have some of those penalties you have to clean up. Point being, like, when you're paying a guy that much money, the headaches just become when it's penalties, when it's an injury, when it's not practicing, and you have this other guy waiting behind him. As Chris Rock would say, you're only as loyal as your options. And if you have a pretty good option behind him, you don't need to pay all that money to Tunsil for all these headaches, for all the penalties, for this rolled up ankle that he's not even available anymore. And you can make that move where, like you said, you suffer a bit of a drop off there, but what you get back in return, even just financially, to be able to spend elsewhere, that juice might be worth, you know, that squeeze to move on from.
Every week, though.
Yes, thank you, Andre. And but have you? But what when you've watched the games? Even if you take like, all right, your negative feels towards Tunsil, which makes it hard to be objective. But when you watch the moments and the times that he's been out, do you feel like, boy, man, Blake's killing us? Like, is it noticeable, like, God, he is getting absolutely torched? It hasn't been. You know what I mean? And not to say what that would be over time, over a long period of time. But when you think about everything that comes with them. And I think Laramie Tunsil can work on certain teams. Like his get down can work on certain teams. Some coaches and some teams are all right with handling, you know, that type of personality. But I think it just goes counter to everything that D'Amico Ryans and the Texans have talked about and built here. I mean, I think you got Joe Mixon killing himself trying to get on the field. And you got Damian Pierce killing himself trying to get on the field. And guys taking accountability for things that they do. And the first, he gets all them penalties against the Vikings. And the first thing we hear from him is about the officiating.
Mm-hmm.
And not himself. Like, it just does not, it just does not seem like it is what they want and what they want to bring to the table. Right. And I think this may be it. To where they go and go with Blake Fisher. And like you said, kind of spend that money to go to a different place and move on off of the Laramie Tunsil experience.
Yeah, I get your point. It's counterintuitive to what you're trying to build here just from a culture standpoint or a locker room. And especially, I mean, look, it's still just the second year here for D'Amico Ryans and what he's building. And over time, you'll see who the right fits are of what for what you're trying to build and what you're trying to do and which guys maybe don't play that role as well. And over time, maybe it becomes clear that, Tunsil's not really a good fit for us anymore. You know, when you signed that deal originally before last season, you know, things have changed since then, let alone in his performance this year as well. But yeah, if Fisher keeps playing well, certainly I could see that move, and I wouldn't be opposed to it. And to your point that you just made, yeah, when he's out of the game, that's always the greatest factor is how much do you miss somebody when they're not around? And I don't think Tunsil has provided that where you're like, oh, shoot.
Yeah,
he better get right back out there because we're screwed without him.
Like, you could watch at times last week, and we'll see even more this week.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.